89.3. Passengers push into trouble. It's 7 o'clock, and it's time for City Temple.
Hello everyone, welcome to City Temple.
This is City Temple, your one and only source into all the fabulous traveling spots around the world.
We're a brand new program with focus on marvelous traveling around the world. Each week, we will take you to an interesting foreign city, and we will introduce you the best knowledge and entertainment of that city.
So what are we waiting for? Let us start the journey.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to join our fantastic journey in City Temple. Long time no see, how do you do? I am your new friend, Cherry. Brin is just accompanying us. What an exciting thing it is. As the world's famous saying goes, the whole year's work depends on a good starting spree. I wish all of you have a good start. Today's topic is Dubai, which is said to be one of the luxurious places in the world. All kinds of expensive luxuries and grand buildings always capture people's desire for it. Sounds quite marvelous, doesn't it? In today's program, Carrie will invite you to the journey to Dubai and tell you some useful tips of traveling there. Then follow Cyril. Is Dubai really rich? Different people have different opinions. Cyril will interview some friends and tell you what the first impression of Dubai is. Next, Richard will tell you his extraordinary days spent in Dubai and share his feelings about this fantastic experience. So, what are the most world-famous places of interest in Dubai? Echo will show you the answers. I think the biggest problem you will face when traveling in foreign countries is the language. I met with a problem when at the international airport. Let's see how Jenny helped her. After that, here comes the exciting talk show. Carrie and guys in City Temple have a hot chat about Dubai. At the end of our program, you will hear a story about how a super thief who spent money like water was caught in Dubai. You must can't wait to see what happens. Now, let's start our journey. It's time to take off. Come with us.
Good evening, everyone. We're so glad to meet you again in 2015. After a long period of holiday, have you taken the time to go for a trip or anything interesting? In this new semester, Travel Express invite you to join our journey continuously.
Hello, my fellow. It's really a long time no see since our last met. Is everything going well? I saw your pictures on your WeChat. Where have you been? Seems so cool. Where's it?
I went to a wonderful and a dreamlike city in the United Arab Emirates. It is the richest place in that country, and it owns the first 7-star hotel in the world. Awesome.
Dubai? Is that Dubai?
Yeah.
Wow. The Fajr Al Arab Hotel is an amazing building in architecture. The shape just like a sitting boat floating on the sea.
You're right. There was still a special thing worthy of mention.
Something interesting. What's up?
You know, our winter holiday started on 24th of January.
Yes, and you went in the initial of the vacation.
Right. And luckily that's the starting day of the largest shopping festival over the world. It will last 1 month. And you can buy many latest and fashionable goods in free of duty and you won't see it in other place.
Wow, what a coincidence. You must gain a lot. Dubai is located in the Middle East. Nonetheless, the city is another fashion city beside Paris and Milan. And how about the local foods? Can you adapt the eating habits of there?
I've never been a fussy eater, you know. Well, the food of Dubai and Arabian have much in common.
The roast meal and the Arabian dessert?
Yep, but you have to know a super food in the local.
Really? What's that?
Namely, shawarma. It consists of chicken and lamb.
Oh, I know that. Mixed with onions and curry.
Yeah.
Add some homemade sauce.
I thought the appearance looked like a rou jia mo in my first sight.
Wow, very famous. How can I don't know that?
Anything worthy of mention is their culture. I've done many researches before going. I thought it is a mysterious city as a religion to elements.
On behalf of the Muslim city, of course, you shouldn't wear something too sexy.
Yes, and you can't gaze on women's clothing. That's impolite.
We always increase the importance of knowing the customs about where we go. It could avoid unnecessary trouble and embarrassment.
Absolutely right. What a friend if you get a chance to Dubai, mind your last habit. you're accustomed to sit on the ground, eat by hand, take notice of that.
How about the weather? Is that comfortable where you go?
The temperature keeps high all around the year, and the sunlight is quite strong.
So don't forget your sunglasses, sunscreen, and a hat.
Yeah, that's why I'm darker than before, you see.
How about the traffic? Is there convenience?
Their traffic construction is so great. Everything is in order.
I have ever heard that taxi is the most popular means in Dubai, and the shape of the cars look like sport car.
Yep, that's very cool. The first I caught a taxi to HSBC, but the driver told me that it is closed today.
Oh, what a pity. What time was that?
Just in the early afternoon.
That's not make sense. The driver must be cheating you.
No. Just because it was Friday.
Friday? I see. Friday is a public holiday.
You're right, but Dubai is really a nice place to experience. Now it's turn to you. What's your special during the holiday?
Okay, I don't mean to share with you, but we have miserable to say goodbye to our audience at first.
Alright, let's meet next Friday. Kiri and Richard will punctually be here to share the latest travel express to you.
Bye!
Hello everybody, I'm Cyril. Nice to see you again in First Impression. In this brand new semester, we will travel to more interesting places together with you. Recently, I have noticed that most of us are much richer than before. Maybe you have got a lot of lucky money from your families, or have got money from friends while playing the richer game 抢红包. Now comes the question. How can we make the most of our money received? Come on, the answer is obvious. Traveling. So here we have prepared a high-end and classic gift for you. A trip to Dubai. Now fasten your safety belt. The plane is taking off. As we all know, Dubai is a famous metropolitan. About 50 years ago, Dubai was just a small village. With the unflagging efforts of local people and the money they earned from oil trade, the city of Dubai finally became a superstar, shining brightly in the Middle East. Here stands the highest building in the world, Khalifa Tower, as well as the amazing 7-star hotel, Burj Al Arab. Walking on the streets, you will see many luxury cars such as Ferrari and Lamborghini. If you are beautiful enough, maybe you can get Chanel bag from a rich and beautiful man as a gift, so you even don't know each other. Okay, let's interview some friends and listen to their impressions of Dubai. Hello, can you introduce yourself?
Hello everyone, I'm Thomas. I'm here today to introduce you about the city Dubai.
Oh, so can you say something about your first impression of Dubai?
First impression? Of course. First, Dubai is an international big city, you know.
Yes.
Very big, very luxury. People there who sell fossil oil for a living, you know, fossil oil is a very important resource. Very important, you
yes.
know. And very expensive. America, China, we all need it.
Every country needs it.
Yes, every country needs it. So the price of it goes up and up. So people there become very rich, actually.
Rich and beautiful.
And they build the city like luxury and put money everywhere. So it's actually a shopping paradise.
Yes.
You can buy a lot of international luxury brand like Chanel, Dior. So basically it's a trade financial transportation center in Middle East.
Yes. It sounds that you are very interested in Dubai.
Yes.
Would you like to recommend some special travel spots for us?
Of course. You know, the Khari Tower.
Yeah,
the very tall one, like 800 meters.
Building in the world.
Yeah, the highest building. Every tourist like to visit there. And another one, the 7-star hotel. A very expensive one, you
yeah.
know. We have to spend like $10,000 for a night there.
It's too expensive.
But it's worth it. The facilities there are brilliant, and the staff, everything there was fantastic.
Yeah.
I really want to go there.
Okay, hope a dream comes true. Thank you very much.
Hello, can you introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Lulu.
Hello, nice to meet you. Lulu, I know that you have been to Dubai before, so could you tell us why you choose Dubai as your destination?
Because I plan to Egypt, but I have to transfer at Abu Dhabi, and Abu Dhabi is very close to Dubai, so I traveled in Dubai.
And I wonder how much money you have spent in Dubai. And do you think that only the rich can enjoy traveling in Dubai?
I spent around 5,000 yuan in Dubai, and I don't think you have to be rich enough to travel in Dubai, because if you make a very good plan, you can enjoy your journey with little money.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
After listening to two interviews of Dubai, have you knew more about this city? It seems that Dubai is not only the city of money. There are also many places of interest which can provide us with the rich culture of the Middle East and excellent travel experience. Want to know more about Dubai? Please move on to the next section, City Inside. Richard is waiting for you. See you next time. Bye bye.
Hello, my dear audience, I'm Richard. Welcome to City Inside. Haven't seen you for a long winter vacation. You don't know how much I miss you.
Oh yeah, I'm Carrie. This is the first time we meet in 2015, so I'd like to wish you have a good life in the Grand New Year and a Happy New Year.
This semester, we will, as before, lead you to the wonderful city in the world, to experience its beauty, its culture, its food, and everything it has. You know, we will never fail you.
Yes, so it is time to begin our journey. Today, the city we are going to show you is one of the richest countries of the world, Dubai. Beneath the mantle of Greece and glamour, Dubai's subtle and seductive charm could easily be overlooked. But leave the clock of this glittering diamond city, and the sense of Arabian is quickly found in the lovely, chaotic and traditional souk centered around the creek. The heart of this ancient trading port, delve a little deeper and you will find the sense of a people fiercely proud of their desert heritage. No man, wrote the British explorer Sir Wilfred, the cedar of his travel across the Arabian Sands, can live his life and emerge unchanged. He will carry, however faint, the imprint of the desert.
At dawn, a hot air balloon flight at sunrise reveals the enormity and the tranquility of the desert, which stretches seemingly endlessly to the horizon. In the dawn, light the sand glows a rich reddish gold, the vast sea of dunes broken only by the occasional tarmac road, green oases, and a wandering camel. Severe the silence as breakfast is the dunes is quietest meal you will have today.
In the morning, shopping is a good way to spend your time. Shopping malls are the modern-day oasis of Dubai, and the largest oasis in the city, or the world. Dubai Mall has a three-story aquarium and a centerpiece, unashamedly grandiose, with shopping and entertainment to match. Dubai Mall epitomizes the opulence that has flourished from the desert sands.
When it comes to afternoon, immerse yourself in the atmospheric Bastakia area of Bir Dubai beside Dubai Creek. Before wandering through the restored historical quarter, stop for a late lunch at Basta Art Cave, a leaf courtyard cave in a traditional wind tower building. The labyrinthine lanes lined with wind tower residences are enchanting to explore. Here you will find Majlis Gallery, in the city's oldest commercial art gallery dating to the 1970s. as well as XVA, one of Dubai's leading contemporary galleries. Walk your way up Al Fahadi Street to the Dubai Museum, located in an 18th century fort. The collection charts Dubai's rapid revolution from pre-oil fishing village to glamour capital of the world.
10 speeded quickly by. The sun begins to set. Wander the lane winds down to Dubai Creek and hire an Embra, a water taxi from an Abra station. The creek is the bustling heart of this city, with dozens of Abras constantly crisscrossing the water. The wooden jets slide three abreast along the wall, loading and unloading goods from exotic destination. And sunset, light reflecting off glass facades of city's modern building, makes us a surreal backdrop. Disembark across the Greek and the Degra old Sok Abra station.
Finally, the evening is coming. Retrace your step to the Alba station and cross the creek back to the Bir Dubai. Now the sun has set. Bir Dubai Sok is buzzing. Haggle over coolly told Aladdin slippers, colorful tactiles, and cheap souvenirs, then wander down Hindi Lane, a narrow crowded alleyway lined with garlands of marigold and Hindu religious equipment. The Arabian night continues. Head west along the creek towards El Singada to Kanzama, an atmospheric creekside restaurant and order Alba mess and grills, followed by apple shisha, an obligatory way to end the meal.
What a dreamy day! Beautiful, peaceful, wonderful. Dubai is not only rich in the economy, but also in the fantastic lifestyle.
Okay, above is today's City Insight. Thanks for your listening. I'm Richard.
I'm Carrie.
See you next week.
Bye.
Good evening, my dear friends. Long time no see. I'm Echo. How's your winter vacation?
Hello, everyone. I'm your old friend Jenny. After my winter holiday, I went abroad for a two-week journey. The lovely sea breeze and exotic architecture really made me refreshed.
Oh, how I envy you. I just stayed at home and watched movies. But I did come across some wonderful ones, like Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. Have you watched it?
Of course, I'm a big fan of Tom Cruise. He is so brave and determined. When he was shooting this film, he climbed up to the top of Caliber Tower by himself. Given that it is 828 meters tall, his behavior is really admirable.
The Caliber Tower? Is it in Dubai?
Exactly. And it is also the tallest tower in the world.
Dubai is always mysterious and enchanting to me. Could you tell me more about it?
Sure, follow us to Dubai's tour gallery.
Do you know where the world's biggest music fountain is? It is the Dubai Fountain. It's the world's largest choreographed fountain system, seen at the center of the downtown Dubai. Illuminated by 6,600 lights and 25 colored projectors, it is 275 meters long and shoots water up to 152.4 meters into the air. Built at a cost of $2.18 million, it projects water in the air in many different combinations and patterns. The beam of light from the fountain can be seen from over 20 miles away. The fountain is animated with performances set to light and music. Its list ranges from characteristic local music to various renowned songs from all over the world. Guess what Chinese music is included? There are the Butterfly Lovers and the Goodbye Kiss. Distinctive and diverse, the music of the United Arab Emirates is thriving.
Now let's shift our focus to Dubai's film industry. As the most popular city in the United Arab Emirates, Dubai also acts as the entertainment center. Hollywood and Indian movies are popular there. Since 2004, the city has hosted an annual Dubai International Film Festival, which serves as a showcase for Arab filmmaking talent. Guided by the motto, Bridging Cultures, Meeting Minds, it shows short films and features in fiction and non-fiction narratives from around the world. The marquee's initiatives cover every aspect of cinema, from script to screen, from talent and professional development through to film sales. Opening the 2014 festival was the Oscar-nominated The Theory of Everything by Academy Award-winning director James. There is still a long way for Arab film industry to go, but at least they're on the way.
Are you curious about the dress code in Arab world? Actually, the Islamic dress code is not compulsory, but prohibitions on wearing indecent clothing or revealing too much skin are aspects of the United Arab Emirates to which Dubai's visitors are expected to conform. They are also encoded in Dubai's criminal law. The United Arab Emirates has enforced anti-indecency prohibitions in all public places. So remember, when you are at Dubai's mosque, shoulders and knees should be covered and wearing sleeveless tops and shorts are discouraged. When in Rome, do as the Romans do, will never go wrong. This is all for today's two gallery. I'm Echo
and I'm Jenny.
See you next week.
Next is Away We Go.
There's some words to travel around the world. Hello guys, I miss you so much. It has been almost 3 months since the last program. Welcome back to our Learn to Speak section. You've already know today's destination is the gorgeous Dubai. So what are you waiting for? Come with me. So, finally you made up your mind, to Dubai alone and burn your money? That's really a good choice.
Oh, come on, don't say that way. Obviously, you know little about Dubai. It's far more than a place for the rich to spend their time and money. It's an experience, you know, experience. You will regret sooner or later if you miss such a fantastic journey.
Anyway, I don't agree with you so far.
Oh dear, feel happy for me. I'm going on a trip abroad.
Okay, as you wish. Remember to take enough money with you.
Jenny, are you there?
What's wrong, Ari?
Oh, thank God. I'm just landing in Dubai International Airport, and, well, I suppose I'm lost. You know, it's too big and complicated.
As I expected. You run into trouble as soon as you arrive there. Okay, what can I do for you?
Actually, I'm looking for a trolley. I've just claimed my luggage, and they're too heavy for me to carry them all. I wonder how I can get help from the airport staff. I mean, do they speak English?
Of course, in such an international city as Dubai, English is no doubt a basic skill. Go and talk to anyone you like in English. You shouldn't have worried about the language at all.
Okay. Do I need to say some Arabic first? It's their mother tongue, and I suppose that I can leave a friendly and polite impression on them.
Well, why not? It's worth a shot. Let me look for some useful ones for you. How about this one?
Marhaban means hello, or easier one, Ahlan, equal to hi.
Marhaban, Ahlan. I prefer Marhaban. And how to introduce myself? Just like, nice to meet you, I'm Ari, I come from China.
Well, saluto bilkai means nice to meet you.
Saluto bilkai,
yes? Is me Ari, enemy in China, means the left.
Is me Ari, enemy in China? Well, okay, then I'm going to ask about the trophy. How to say?
Ainan trolley, that's okay.
Ainan trolley. Well,
and in case you need to answer the call of nature, this will help. Aina double dulmiha.
Aina double dulmiha. That's too long. Can't I just say where's the restroom directly?
Okay, it's up to you. Here are some more useful words that beg your attention. Aifa haluk means how are you?
Aifa haluk.
And you may answer Aina bihagi means I'm fine. Anna Bihayu.
Anna Bihayu.
Right? And if you're confused about something, you may ask, Mada means what?
Mada.
And you can apologize by Atadul means I'm sorry.
Atadul.
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 Yes? And if you want to express your gratitude, Shuklan, Shuklan Lak, or Shuklan Jazilan.
Shuklan Lak, Shuklan Jazilan.
Yes? And the answer may be Afwan, means my pleasure.
Well, Afwan.
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 If you want to be more polite, you may say please. And in Arabic, it's min fadlik.
Min fadlik.
Min fadlik.
Min fadlik.
And in case you go shopping, you may ask the price of the goods by kam thamanu hada, means how much.
Kam thamanu hada,
right? Kam thamanu hada. Oh, and if you went in trouble or in danger, you may say Annashta means help.
Annashta.
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 And the last one, goodbye. It reads Wadan in Arabic.
Wadan.
Yes, Wadan.
Wadan. Wow, that's quite enough. And I doubt whether I can remember them all.
Oh, okay, I won't keep you then. Go to find your trolley.
Thank you, the same. They have.
Since Ari has already been in Dubai, let's wish her a happy journey. That's all for today's Arabic course. The same time next Friday, be there or be square.
Good evening, nice to meet you again in Away We Go this Friday. I'm Carrie, and I also have invited some members of our radio station, and this time we meet each other at first time, right?
Yeah!
So, let them introduce themselves.
Hello, I'm Jenny.
Hello, I'm Echo.
Hello, I'm Carrie.
Richard is here. I'm B20.
I'm Ari.
Okay, this time we are going to talk about a special place, Dubai.
Wow.
Well, it's a rich place.
Family,
right.
Really,
really rich. I mentioned Dubai. What's your first impression?
Rich.
Rich.
Money.
Rich and handsome men.
Wow. Lamborghini.
Yes, it is. Side the paradise of the local tyrant means 土豪的天堂.
Wow. I like this.
What's the climate in Dubai?
Dry and hot.
It's very hot.
Man just can marry 3 women and he.
No, I.
Cool. Alright, but the man must
treat them equally. Yeah,
yes.
Equally.
Mm.
If you buy my house for your wife, why you should buy the 3 same house for your wife 2, 3, 4?
I'm not too hot.
Do you have a girlfriend, Richard?
No, not yet.
But in the future.
Yeah.
I want to marry four. I want to marry four. Okay, one is enough.
Yeah, in Dubai, the men's population is very small, but the women is too many.
The men is so rare.
That's why they have to marry four women at once.
As we all know, the Dubai's famous sign spot is very abundant.
What's the famous sign spot?
What's the
tallest?
Oh,
yeah, the tallest tower.
It is the world's tallest building.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Tallest building.
Maybe the tallest tower, not the tallest building.
It is tallest tower, and it has 162 floors.
Wow.
That is really cool.
I know the Durban Creek, also known as Durban Trench, is to feel the pulse of Dubai.
It must be fantastic.
And I heard about the Miracle Garden.
Miracle Garden?
Yes.
What's
that? Well, it has a kilometer corridor full of flowers and expected to create the world record. And of course, the 7-star. Everyone is there.
I heard about it.
It will be an unforgettable experience if I have a chance to live there.
For just one night, it's enough. One night is enough.
You can barely see one in the big cities such as Shanghai and Beijing. But in Dubai, it's everywhere there is limos.
It is real now. The tourist industry is very developed.
Industry.
Yes, many people want to go there to see beautiful sights.
Let's talk about food.
I like food. Dessert. I like that.
Do they have some meat?
Sure. I heard about the roast chicken.
Wow, so it is different in India. I'm so hungry now. And how are we going out?
Going out? Taxi!
I can't wait. Do they have buses?
But it is very different from us because they can take bus. The bus for Mercedes-Benz.
Wow.
They are very rich.
Benz is very expensive.
I have seen the Lamborghini taxi.
Yes, they have a small population. Will they go to work very crowded as us?
Yes.
I think Dubai is an international city, and I think it may be very crowded.
Well, they must have many
rush time. Yes.
We can take light rail.
It's very
useful.
That's the point. Yeah, that's the point. Mm-hmm. As a public transportation, it is very developed, I think.
I know the Dubai people is very like ready house.
This is for only for rich men.
Yeah. Yes, as the rumor of the Dubai like house racing, the activities is very popular in Dubai. Do they have other activities?
Go to beach, enjoying the sunshine, take advantages in the desert.
Wow, that must be very dangerous.
Yes, but I like that. Why don't we talk about something like royals? I know there are many princes in Dubai. Not only in Dubai, in all the Emirates of Arab.
And they're very good looking.
Yeah, they're handsome and rich, and any of them are richer than any businessman in Wall Street. Yeah.
So do you want to marry a man in Dubai?
No, maybe he has another three wives, so why should
I
marry such a man?
Okay, they're rich, handsome, and just for look.
Wow.
I guess you know much customers and taboos.
Of course, taboos. When it comes to Muslims, when it comes to any religion, there are taboos.
Yes.
You can't look directly at women. That's
women there can't wear mini skirts, even in summer. I don't like that.
But I think it is only for the Muslims. Dubai is a multicultural place. There are many kinds of people living there. Indians, the white, black, and of course there are many Chinese, and they can wear anything they like. We had better be careful because one in Rome, do as Romans do.
Oh, that's right.
The women are not allowed to wear blankly, belly and do knee, tight, transparent clothing.
But that's very strange that women's statue is noble in Arab.
I think if women is not allowed to wear anything they want, how it can be said as noble?
Do you know that in addition to the immediate family, only three men, few female, cannot alone in public places or suspicious occasions.
That's horrible.
Oh.
As we all know, on November 27, 2030, voted the United Emirates Dubai International Expositions in Paris. Bronze for the World Expositions in 2020, registered a host city. So you are welcome to visit Dubai.
Of course, I want to go to Dubai.
This program is to hear. Thank you for listening. See you next time.
See you.
Long time no see, and so glad to meet you all again. How's your winter vacation? Today, follow me, it's gonna to bring you a story about a very, very rich and wealthy man's holiday in Dubai.
Ricky is a very, very, very rich man. Even himself doesn't know how much money he really has. Now, he plans to spend his money on a luxury trip to Dubai.
Booming the first class plane ticket to Dubai. I want 10 tickets.
Okay, boss. Are you going with your wife?
No, just myself.
10 tickets?
I'm rich. Therefore, willful.
After a comfortable flight, Ricky arrives in Dubai with his assistant.
Oh, such a beautiful country.
For me, the most expensive hotel. I want 10 rooms in a famous daily hotel.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I must go shopping now. I only bring here 100 jackets. 100 pairs of pants and 100 shoes. But here's one.
Yes, boss. Dubai is between 9 to 25 centigrade in winter, and will have discounts for clothes between December and February. Shopping here, you do not need to pay for the tax. The prices are low. Dubai is a paradise for shopping. But unfortunately, the big sale now is over.
Stop! I don't want anything at this cost. I only want them in full price. Rich, beautiful.
Yes, boss. Please wait a second.
The assistant walks to the corner of the hall and takes out his phone.
Hey, why are you calling me now?
Just asking the process. How's everything going now? Have you got his bank card code?
Not yet, but I'm halfway. I'll call you in the right time.
Don't forget, you must share the money with me. I want half of them.
I know. I won't forget you, brother. Now I have to go back there. You doubt me. When will you come to meet me?
I'm on the way to Dubai. The moment you got the code, I will go to see you.
After answering the phone, the assistant went to order 10 rooms, then walked back to the rich man.
Boss, 10 best rooms on the top floor. You can see the seaside there. The room has a great view.
Ho ho ho, that's great. Jack, you are so nice. I will never regret hiring you.
That's my duty, boss. Are you going shopping now?
No. After a short nap. I'm tired.
Okay, I will wait you inside the room next to your room.
Oh, Jack, I'm so moved.
That's my duty, boss.
Just at the moment, the assistant's phone rings again.
Now tell me, have you got the code now?
How can I get it so quickly? You go shopping this afternoon. I'll get it then. Then I'll see you at the airport.
No. Just to give the card to...
I told you, I can share half of the money with you, but I'm not a fool. Do you think I'll give you all that money after working hard on my own for that long? I'm leaving you. I'll not do this again, ever.
Jack? Jack!
I'm here, boss.
I'll take my bank card. Let's go shopping. Ha ha ha, the rich man is gonna go shopping. Ha ha ha.
Okay, boss.
Well, tell me something about Dubai.
Yes, boss. Dubai was formally established in the early 19th century, and it remained under clan control when the United Kingdom assumed the protection of Dubai in 1892. Its geographical location made it an important port. In 1966, oil was discovered. The oil economy led to a massive influx of foreign workers, quickly expanding the city by 300% and bringing in international oil interests.
Stop! I don't want to listen to this old story. Tell me something about this Dubai.
Sure, boss. Today, Dubai has emerged as a global city and a business hub. It has recently attracted world's attention through many innovations, large construction projects, and sports events such as the World Island, the Sailing Hotel. It became a wonderful place for people to spend their vacation.
After picking a lot of luxury goods in the mall, the rich man told his assistant to go to the counter to pay the bill.
Jack, be quick, here's money.
But, boss, I thought you were going to pay by card.
Do you think I'm that foolish?
Oh, no, boss, but this money isn't enough.
What? Yeah, I will do it myself.
Clever as Jack is, he set down the code when he secretly looking above pressed the buttons. After doing this, he took out his phone.
Done. When will you come to see me?
Wow, I'm in the airport. At the exit, I will meet you at 10 p.m.
Okay, see you then.
In the evening, Jack takes a taxi to the airport and sees a man in dark clothes just at the exit of the airport.
Hey, is that you, Big Boss?
Shh, be quiet. Did you bring the card?
Yes, we can steal the money now. I know a bank nearby.
Bob goes after Jack, but at the moment, they get into the 24-hour bank. A group of policemen rush to them and catch Bob. They quickly tie him up.
What's happening? Wait, I did nothing. You took a wrong person.
Bob, I'm sorry. Actually, I'm a policeman.
Wow, no.
Unfortunately, the rich man is also a policeman. You're so foolish to thought him as a stupid, willful rich person. Just a role play. Do you know how much effort we paid to catch you, Big Bob? You've stolen too much money from the banks and rich people all over the world. If you stopped, we might never catch you. But you didn't. You show up again. Do you think we please will miss this fantastic chance? Don't blame me. It's the greed that sent you to prison. Take him.
The next morning, people hear the good news that the biggest thief on earth is caught. That's really a good news.
Now I have to say, it's again the time to say goodbye. Do you like today's story? See you next Friday.
We climb the highest mountains.
We explored into the deep forest.
We passed through ancient cities.
We rode across the ocean.
We are here, always ready to go.
We are on the way. Our journey will never end.
Now we are boarding. Come with us.
Okay, that's all for today's program. Here are our three. Producer, 陈玉倩 Anchor, 杨哲林刘美杏赵淑林 Reporter, 李阳潘玉轩潘希丽刘希格陈景宁吴敬业康凯丽 Thank you for listening. See you next time in City Temple.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。